go.
Northwest Dance Project has performances at Lincoln Performance Hall October 19th through the 21st. You can see Ching Ching Wong in her farewell performance for now with Northwest Dance Project. They will be performing Post-Traumatic Monster by Felix Landerer, At Some Hour You Return by Yuri Pokorny, and You Are All I See by Wen Wei Wang. I had the great delight to sit with Sarah Slipper and Ching Ching and talk about their extraordinary collaboration over the past 7 years. Here it is. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I'm Susanna Mars, and I am so delighted to be sitting here with two of the brightest stars in Portland, and I can't even say just Portland, just on the dance scene, nationally speaking, just hearts of gold, artistic expertise and beauty of gold. I'm with Sarah Slipper and Ching Ching Wong of Northwest Dance Project. Ching Ching is doing her farewell piece here with Northwest Dance Project, and really that's why I came in the first place. Needless to say, the piece coming up here in October at Lincoln Hall is going to be amazing and certainly an incredible reason to see it, but even more so now because this is a farewell piece for you. And I just can't imagine what it's like. I guess I can't imagine, but please tell us what it's like for you to leave this company for which you've done such great work and done such great work together.
It's surreal right now. Mm-hmm. I almost don't think it's going to happen. Mm. I feel incredibly rooted and at home here with Northwest Dance Project and in Portland, that it's hard to see myself past this, past next week. I don't even really know what it's looked like. And I've planned 10 months out mm-hmm. after my shows, but in this moment right now, all I have is now. I just feel this.
Well, and that, golly, I mean, as an artist, no matter what you're doing, I mean, the moment is now. So yes. I guess that's really how you have to do it.
I think so. I mean, when I'm in the studio with Sarah preparing for this show and teaching rep, the world kind of washes away. It's this sweet spot that is so, it's safe, it's tender, it's vulnerable, and it's of the moment.
Hmm. How did you two come to meet and begin to work together?
I can't remember the year because I'm getting older.
Well, you know, in our
2010.
Culture, 2010. There you have it.
I was 21 years old.
Saved me. Yeah, she came and did a couple of our what we call our launch projects, mm-hmm. and this is how we discover the dancers is mm-hmm. through this project that brings artists at their early stages, and it's a project that they work with directors, or various directors. And choreographers. And it's a real interesting way because it gives us the time to really see dancers. Mm-hmm. And it helps our hiring process. So Ching Ching came along and did the first project. We used to hold one in the winter, and she did that first and then came back again and did another. And she was this just explosive young being. And little did she know that I had a heads up from one well-known, internationally recognized mentor, and her mentor, Donald McHale. He's an amazing artist, and he had actually personally phoned me about her.
Mm.
And then she came, and she stirred things up at the studio.
Okay, and define stirring things up.
Stirring things up is she's an amazingly physically explosive dancer. But she's an incredible spirit that enters the room.
Right,
and so
that's for
I
sure.
think that is what folks feel. And I always remember when she came back for her second launch project. This is before she's hired.
Mm-hmm.
This is before she's hired. She helped out and did some things around the studio at that point. And I think
I took out trash.
She took out trash. She helped at a gala. I think our board learned about her before she got in the company.
I feel as though that might have been the gala that I
You
sang.
Might have done. Yes.
I served food. Wait, I mean.
Yes. Oh, yes. My goodness. That is that's amazing.
She's a personality. So when she got in the company, mm-hmm. our board already knew who she was because they had met her at all these events. It was fabulous.
It's so amazing. I was just talking about this actually with Sarah Taylor, who works at Artist Rep, and I'm a resident artist there. And being a resident and working in a company is so exciting and wonderful. And what it affords you as an artist to be a part of the groundwork, because you believe in this company heart and soul. I mean, gosh, you know, you put everything into it, not only your incredible artistry, but your love of every aspect, the board, people who are doing all the work that make it possible, mm-hmm. you yeah. know? And Sarah, of course, you do the same thing. You're just involved in every aspect of the company.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think that's one thing we do ask of our artists here, the company, the people that see they see the public side of the dancers. But they are called company artists. Mm-hmm. They are not called dancers. Their contract actually says company artists. And it is about that there's something that they also, that they encompass in the culture and being ambassadors, teachers, people who, folks who share the art form, both on stage, doing what they do best, but also, I think, through many other aspects as well.
And I've found that from you personally, just in your generosity toward me personally, and I'm sure so many other artists in the city, where you have things you can offer artists, you know, and that kind of generous nature, you know, helps people like you, incredible artists, blossom and then move on to other things and then hopefully come back. And, you know, it's just these wonderful relationships that keep giving back.
Absolutely. I think relationship is the key word for it. Our relationship together has grown in these seven seasons. Mm-hmm. Sarah has watched me change as a dancer and as a woman. Mm. I mean, when she first met me, I was scared. I was so nervous about the world. I had found this dance company that I was in love with the movement. I was in love with their philosophy of bringing new work in, international choreographers. I mean, Northwest Dance Project was a dream, and I didn't think I was good enough to get in. Mm. And I probably wasn't. I think Sarah Slipper took a chance on me. And over these past seven seasons, we've worked so closely together as, you know, director and dancer, but also myself with the other company members to really nurture that relationship. You know, what happens in rehearsal is this working of a relationship, of communication. It's more than just the dance steps. What you see on stage is the evolution and the time of our relationship together.
Mm. I love that. I think that's so important. And that's what's so cool about regional artwork, I think, at least in my view, is working in one place, having an opportunity to create and nurture these relationships. And what a joy, I can imagine. What's it like for you to afford artists this opportunity of growth and development? It's such a loving process. How is it?
It's a rare process. Maybe it's some things that I appreciated when I, as a younger artist, got and didn't get. There were things that I see that were holes in earlier in my career. And so you're trying to provide a platform of presenting things to keep it, the art form, A, moving forward, but also what perhaps could be infused into, quote, the business, the mm-hmm. art. And I think some things that I never had as a younger performer, younger dancer, I would have loved to have had now. So why not offer it as a platform later? And if I can give that, then it's making my world far better. It's instinctive almost to me.
Yes, it is to you.
To me,
it's
yes.
It's so interesting to me that to some it is not, and that just blows my mind, because I see the joy that comes from work where artists are not taken for granted. People take a risk, as you say, which I don't know if is true or not. I can't quite imagine that. But, you know, that someone takes a risk on an artist and says, I'm going to believe in you, and let's see what we can make together in an authentic, communicative relationship.
Well, and I want to quantify that. Someone took a risk on me. Because it is an art form that is dependent on someone being attracted to either the way you move, what you offer, what you share. And someone did with me, and then someone who challenged me. Like, I do have a mentor, and so I use some of those qualities pass on. But just, I think, some of the, when I was saying about the platforms that you try to keep mentoring, and there are opportunities that I can see that we can do more on this side. And if I can, we can help with that and push that along. It's better for the future of the art form as well. But yes, it is an art form that is passed on through sharing.
Absolutely. Mm.
They are the next generation, the next directors, the next leaders.
And after us is the generation below us, really.
And it's always passed on. Well, it's not, yes, you can film everything you want and you can write down, but it's
in our bones.
It's in the bones. She's got it right.
Absolutely. On. I mean, I think of it often, and my body is a vessel for all my mentors, Sarah, Donald McHale, Aaliyah, my past, my training. And then I take that into the dance studio, and then I take that into my teaching. I take that on stage. We are a representation of our past.
She's ready.
So speaking of ready, because I had the great good fortune to interview Joe Kai.
Yes, and, Joe Kai.
And all of a sudden he says your name in the interview, and I could have knocked me over with a feather. So what the devil are you guys going to be doing?
Wow. So Joe Kai and I are embarking on a U.S. and Asia tour, combining our two separate journeys as musician and dancer, putting it together on one stage to create a work that embodies what we've worked our lives for and also our past, who we are as, you know, as Asian Americans, as young artists, as developing artists, as ambassadors for the world.
Oh, I can't.
I'm so scared.
Oh my goodness, I can't imagine a better set of ambassadors, in my humble opinion. I cannot. And Joe had mentioned, and I thought this was really fascinating, looking back into your history for physical movement and diving into some of what that historical movement might be. And I just thought that was really interesting for people who maybe don't know much about choreography or where, you know, how a dancer or choreographer or director looks at movement and then how you use it in work. Can you describe a little bit about that?
Well, so Northwest Dance Project is founded on bringing many different types of voices from all over the world together. And the work is created here in Portland with all of their backgrounds and international voices. So I think the movement that I learn from and seep from comes from them. Ihsan is from Switzerland, he's Turkish, grew up in London, Felix Landerer is German. Wenwei, who is with us right now in the studio, is China born and raised, lives in Vancouver, BC. And so all those influences are in my bones. And now I'm interested to see what Joe Kai and I do. We're turning it outside in, you know, we're taking those and then going to Nepal and learning from those kids, their movement, their culture. I think we're the brightest when we're a combination of all that.
It's so fascinating to think about that kind of experiment, kind of going into the cellular level. To dance feels very cellular to me because it's the physical body and watching it and just how we permeate each other. Mm. Oh, it's so beautiful, and certainly in light of our world situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels very hopeful in a rather desperate feeling time.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what sometimes live performance does. You situate as an audience, or you're sharing it, and there's some connection that is live, and it's very visceral, and it takes you away. You know, you're put into this experience, and this is what I think live performance, whether it's theater, dance, or music, is so special because you gather together. So I think you experience something together, and that doesn't happen every day. And and really something you get, that's why I love theater, is you go in and there's this live experience.
It's a feeling.
Yeah. Mm. You know, it's especially when there's so much chaos going on right now.
So for our last couple of minutes that we're together, tell us about the upcoming shows at Lincoln Hall, your farewell performances, although I just can't, I don't want to say that.
I can't even imagine.
I want to say au revoir, or, you know, another, you know, kind of, which means we'll see you later, alligator, something along those lines.
For these last three performances with Northwest Dance Project, October 19, 2021, I think I just want to stop time and savor my moments with my fellow dancers on stage. Mm. Simple as that.
And it's I think the shows will offer three visions. She mentioned, Ching mentioned Felix Landerer. Mm-hmm. And Yuri Prokhorny's on the program, and both these works were just hot off our Jacob's Pillow debut, and where we had standing ovations, and that was a huge hit for us this past summer. And then I'm very excited about an old friend coming back, Wen Wei Wang. He's choreographed on the company before, but he is presenting a world premiere, and I think that's always exciting to be at a world premiere where something is. You're seeing it, the Portland audience that see it for the first time, and they're there for the debut. And Wen Wei has created something quite special, and
it's magical.
It's a very beautiful piece, and I'm so confident in it. We're taking it to LA, like before it's even had its premiere, they're wanting it.
Wow.
So we're very excited about this show. There's three works from three very different visionary choreographers, and it's the kickoff of our 17-18 season, so folks should be there,
right?
Because this is one amazing company.
It is an amazing company doing beautiful work exemplifying the kind of camaraderie, support, love, and beauty. This is the kind of thing that will make your heart sing if you support it, however you can support it, whether you are attending the shows, whether you're a donor, whether you come in and take out the trash, for instance, you know.
Take a class.
Oh my goodness.
I
adore taking classes here. I mean, seriously, for my birthday, you've just got to come take classes here. It's the best. It's a beautiful space. Just feels so good to be surrounded by people who are dancing. I don't know. There's just nothing like it. So I couldn't recommend it more. Take a class. Come see the shows in October at Lincoln Hall. Come be a donor. Do anything you can to support Northwest Dance Project, because they're doing beautiful work that comes from heart like no other. So thanks for listening, and thank you so much for joining me today. I know you're going right back into the studio to work, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Susanna.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Susanna. Thank you.
Love you, too.